This is Dr. Feelgood from the Institute for the Not Yet Mentally Insane, here to warn you about potential side effects that listening to Nightmares with Malice Cooper may cause. You can suffer breaking out in a cold sweat, difficulty breathing, erectile dysfunction, bedwetting, violent convulsions, decrease in brain cells, random bowel movements, stroke, loss of hair, loss of consciousness and or sanity, and last but not least, possible death. If you suffer from any of these, please seek medical attention. But as always, keep it tuned in right here to Nightmares with Malice Cooper.
What? Hello? Tony?
Hello, can I speak to Malice Cooper, please?
Tony! Is that you?
Malice Cooper!
It's me!
It's you!
It's me! How you doing?
I'm living the dream. How are you?
Well, I know! You're like backstage at a concert that I wish I was at.
I tell you what. You know, it'll come to town near you.
Yeah, but...
Gigantour's playing in our city.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, then maybe they can let me backstage. That would be neat.
I don't know.
So what do you, well, I mean, besides having like a ton of fun, what are you doing?
Are we live in Nationwide?
We're live. I've been like waiting for this whole time for you to call and just making up bullshit the whole time.
That's okay. That was us. Okay,
what?
Not that we're going into the venue right this minute, and we just flew past it, but we're all good.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so, what's going on?
Well, we're going to talk about your project, your Louder Than Love, the grand ballroom story.
The Grandy Ballroom story, yep. It's been out since last April, and it's been killing it across the country. It's been to, it's just doing in festivals at this point right now, and we're lucky enough to have been to, gosh, over 20, 22 cities so far with about 25 or 27 different festivals and exhibits that it's played at, and I think the closest to you would have been, what's closer, Victoria, British Columbia, or Stratford, Ontario?
Neither. Ontario,
neither,
but...
back there in the middle?
Yeah, but the Ontario one would be closer, but it's still probably like 24 hours away.
Is it really?
Really?
Because you're in Calgary?
If you're in Calgary, you're closer to BC. I'm in Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, okay.
Yeah.
All right, wow. Very cool. Well, I'm in Detroit. There's a lot of love coming from Detroit to Winnipeg right now.
Wow. Well, you're worldwide right now.
I'm worldwide, yep. Worldwide on the web.
Because
awesome.
All four stations are on the internet.
Awesome.
Yeah?
That is awesome.
And they're all U.S.-based.
Like
what was that?
I was going to say, the film's been out for about, since last April, and then this past weekend, it just played here in Detroit for the first time since its premiere in April, and not only does it have a completely sold-out 1,100 screaming Louder Than Love fans, but they had to turn people away, so I was pleasantly surprised at the turnout. The film, The Grandy Ballroom, if you're not familiar with the ballroom or the story itself, the Grandy Ballroom was this place in Detroit where in mid-60s, 1966, this guy was a DJ here locally in Detroit, and he went out to San Francisco and saw how the Fillmore was being run. I'm sure you're familiar with the Fillmore.
I've heard of it, yes. I've never been there.
Okay, well, the Fillmore is like the, you've heard of Bill Graham, the promoter?
No, but I think, isn't the Fillmore, isn't that what Ozzy always talks about, the Fillmore?
The Fillmore
Fillmore is, there's two of them. There's a Fillmore East West, and they're, one was in New York and one was in San Francisco, California. And so this guy, Russ Gibb, went out to San Francisco in 1966 and saw this, how this was going on. And at the time, they were bringing in bands like the Grateful Dead and Jefferson Starship, or Airplane, excuse me, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, you know, wow. Those were all coming out of the West Coast scene. Well, here in Detroit, instead of the psychedelic sounds like they had out there, they had bands that were starting out like the MC5 and Iggy Pop and the Stooges and Alice Cooper and Ted Nugent and Dick Wagner with the Frost.
Wow.
And so if you're getting my drift, it's you know, this was the
breeding ground. That was the place.
Yeah, that was where, like, all these guys were cutting their teeth. This is the beginning. This is, you know, Alice, pre makeup for Alice. You know, I mean, that's
wow.
The time frame that we're looking at. The Alice Cooper band at that point with, you know, with Dennis and Glenn and stuff. I mean, you know the history of Alice Cooper better than I do, so you know that early band, right?
Actually, then, no, you know I don't.
And then Dick Wagner was playing in another band called The Frost, and so that's where Alice Cooper saw Dick Wagner play, and they teamed up shortly thereafter, and you know, the rest is history.
Wow. That's just, what ended up happening to the place?
Well, the time frame that my movie talks about is from 1906 to 1972. During that time frame is when not only the Detroit bands kicked ass, but all these European bands were coming over there for the first time.
Huh.
First American tour for Led Zeppelin, for Cream, Pink Floyd, The Who, Fleetwood Mac. All these were the first place they played in Detroit was the Grandy Ballroom. So if you could imagine on one bill, would be The Who, Alice Cooper, and the MC5. You know?
Wow.
Yeah. So this is where the MC5 recorded Kick Out the Jams. You're familiar with that one, right?
Huh. Yes.
Yep. And then they recorded at the Grammy.
Wow.
And so this was the beginning. What the film talks about is the basically the beginning of Detroit rock and roll, but also the place where all these bands, like Led Zeppelin, The Who, and Pink Floyd, and Cream, came and jammed. And so Detroit was, this was the beginning of Detroit Rock City.
Wow.
And that's what the story talks about. So the story, the film, when you do get a chance to see it, has Alice Cooper's in it, Dick Wagner's in it.
Oh, really?
B.B. King. This was the places where the blues were being played also. So on a bill, you might see, Russ Gibb, the proprietor, talks about a night when he had booked B.B. King and Alice Cooper together, and through the mix of a contract, they had B.B. King go on first and open for Alice Cooper, and this is like B.B. King's already B.B. King at this point.
Wow.
And let's move up. Yeah. I'll meet you over here. Alice Cooper is opening for, B.B. King's opening for Alice Cooper, and Russ Gibb had to go and ask him, hey, I made a mess up in the contract, I'm sorry, but, Alice Cooper at this point was, unknown Alice Cooper, I wrote the contract wrong, and, you're going to have to go on before him. And B.B. King said to Russ, he said, so what you're telling me is I have to go on earlier in the night, and then when I'm done, I could just leave? And he said, yeah. And he goes, I don't have a problem with that. just before he left the room, he said, and you know what? I'm going to blow that poor white boy off the stage. And he got up there, and he was Mr. B.B. King, and he totally rocked it out.
Huh.
And, but I mean, there were stories like that all the time. In fact, the song Kick Out the Jams was made from when MC5 is opening for all these bands that are coming through. They're opening for The Who. They're opening for, you know, Cream. They're opening for all these, you know, English bands. And they would say, before they came on the stage, they'd say, kick out the jams or get off the stage. And that's what they tell these English guys. And so they wrote a song. And so if you listen to the song, that's what it's about. It's about just getting out there, kicking out the jams, Detroit style, putting it all out there, throwing through your, you know what I mean, just going balls out.
Wow. And
yeah.
I'm just picturing, what gave you the idea to make the movie?
What gave me the idea to make the movie? The idea for the movie came from me from a couple things. First of all, the Grandy came about in 66 and finished off in 72. I was born in 1966, so I was never part of that scene. But I'm a huge fan of music. I love all kinds of music, and I listen to all different kinds of music, and I love good music. And so, and being from Detroit, I grew up on a lot of Ted Nugent and Alice Cooper and The Frost and all this good stuff. And they influenced me enough where I started to seek out, you know, what they were all about. And I found out I was from the Grandy. I do production for a living. I decided that it was time for me to to make a movie. Make my own documentary, and so I decided this was the time to do it, and put my heart into it, and the outcome is what's been out there for about a year now.
Wow. So, do you think it's going to come to Winnipeg? Have you shopped it here?
You know what I'm doing right now is, I'm part of film festivals. So if there's a film festival in the Winnipeg area, I'd love to know about it. And if I can get in contact with them, I would show it there. So far it's been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
Huh.
It's been to, in Las Vegas, won the best documentary of the festival. It's been to San Francisco, Nashville, Chicago, Tampa, Traverse City was invited by Michael Moore for his festival. It's been to Detroit a couple times. It's getting kind of just was out in Los Angeles and San Diego at the beginning of June. It just went over to London June 12th. So, I mean, this is all just recent stuff.
Wow. Cool. And well, I'll send you a link for the film festival here. Winnipeg has film festivals. They do.
Do they really? Hook me up with them.
I will.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
So you're basically backstage at a concert right now.
What I'm doing right at this moment is we're walking up, and I'm slowly getting to the venue. We're walking up to the will call where there is two tickets and two passes, and you'll start hearing the music get louder. And I think who's on right now is Hell Yeah. Is Hell Yeah coming in?
Hell Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Those guys
whatever.
Kick ass.
So let's see. I'll get closer. And I'm coming up to it.
You got to get in there, man. Hell Yeah kicks ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? No, I'm not 12.
So, what great shows have come through Winnipeg lately?
Alice in Chains tonight.
Alice in Chains is here tonight.
Nice. With James?
I don't know. Who's backing them? Rick doesn't know either. We're not going. We didn't get to go. So, because we went to Sebastian Bach instead. That's all I know. Well, Sebastian was here, so I mean we get lots of big name acts come through.
Let me go with tickets.
Okay. He's getting tickets at a concert. This is like, nobody's ever done this on my show, ever.
No one's ever done this.
No.
American
love. Well, it's American just love. The truth. Nobody's ever done it. So, what can I say? This is a first. This is a first for everything.
This will call? Yeah. Hi, Tony D'Annunzio. When is Alice Cooper was just in Windsor over the weekend? He just played here at close to Detroit.
I know. Dick was there, and Greg Sweet was there.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Everybody was there but me. It's true. Everybody was there but me.
Everyone was there but you, huh?
Yep. Well, it's hard to drive that far.
Yeah, definitely.
That's all. It's a long trip. To go, like, by yourself, even. I wouldn't have made that trip by myself. I know I would have blown a tire or something and been totally screwed. Because, you know, when you jump on the tire iron, you know, to try and get the bolts off, and it doesn't move, because you only weigh 115 pounds. So it kind of sucks, right? Because you can't get the tire off. Even if you want to, really badly. No, it's the truth.
Oh, really?
I've tried. I usually have to get help, so it sucks. But I'm just saying. That's why I usually don't travel by myself.
Well, I can understand that. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, it's okay. I'm just a little person.
Right.
You have to take everything into consideration on the road.
I can't thank you enough for having me, man. That's awesome, and I appreciate you. You know, learning about Louder Than Love and getting it out there for me and getting it all. You know, hopefully I could be in Winnipeg and you guys could check it out. That would be awesome.
I'll hook you up with those guys. I'll give you the link.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
Awesome. Well, you know what? Go have fun at the concert.
All right. I'll take some pictures and I'll send them to you.
Okay. That's a fair deal. And I'll send this to you after. When you get home, you'll be able to listen to this.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for helping me out and giving some Detroit love in Winnipeg.
All the websites, they're on my Facebook wall. Because I linked them all.
Is there anything else you need to know about? There's a website for my film called thegrandyballroomstory.com. Check out the trailer. You check out the upcoming dates.
Yep.
See what it's all about. Help promote Detroit rock and roll. Does Winnipeg have a local rock scene there that you're proud of?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a good city. Yeah. Well, look at how many people came from here. Neil Young. Guess who, you know? Everything's...
Who came from there?
Neil Young.
Neil Young. Oh, there you go. That's a topper right there.
Yeah. But go have fun. I'll talk to you later. Take care of yourself. And thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you for everything. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye. He couldn't hear me anymore at the end. I know it. Because I can tell. But this is Crocus. School's out.